Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 1st, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Google plans to overhaul Google Assistant to focus on generative AI similar to ChatGPT and Bard. In an internal email sent to employees, Google says it has seen a profound potential of generative AI to transform people's lives and see a huge opportunity to explore what a supercharged assistant powered by the latest LLM technology would look like. As part of the move, Google is reorganizing the teams that will work on Assistant and is undergoing a reduction in force of dozens of employees out of the thousands currently working on Assistant. The UK's first drone mail delivery service begins in the remote Scottish Isles of Orkney. Royal Mail and London-based Sky Sports Drone Services launched the project and will use drones to carry mail from Stromness to Gramsay and Hoy, where postal staff will complete their usual delivery routes. The project is set to operate for 3 months, though partners intend to continue it on a permanent basis. The giant strobing X sign erected last Friday atop the San Francisco headquarters of the company formerly known as Twitter was taken down after dozens of complaints from residents and a city-issued violation notice for lack of a permit. Complaints started coming in nearly immediately after the sign was turned on Friday, with one complaint stating, "Shut it off," in all caps and multiple exclamation points. This was also the second time in as many weeks that X has clashed with the city over permitless demolition and construction of Twitter and X signage. Uber beat the street with better-than-expected net income boosted by record rideshare volumes and, for the first time in the company's history, posted an operating profit. Uber's second quarter 2023 earnings included net income of $394 million, up $1 billion year-over-year, and $588 million versus the preceding quarter. The company attributed its net gain to a 22% increase in trips on the platform, combined with cost discipline, according to CEO Dara Khosrowshahi. Microsoft is now officially supporting repairability in its Xbox Standard Controller and the Xbox Elite Series 2 Wireless Controller. The company has started selling first-party controller parts, including replacement boards, sticks, buttons, covers, and more, on its online store. Along with downloadable instructions, an official instructional video on YouTube shows gamers how to repair their controllers. The BBC has launched an experimental Mastodon server, which it will test for 6 months and can be accessed at social.bbc. This marks one of the first major news outlets to establish an instance on the Twitter alternative. While you cannot create accounts or post on the server, you can leave replies from the instance that you're using. The BBC has concerns about content moderation as Mastodon doesn't have a dedicated moderation team, but says this is an acceptable risk. Microsoft has started testing a Windows 11 update, which will automatically adjust refresh rates on multiple monitors depending on what content is being displayed. This should improve power usage and could result in some GPUs spinning up their fans less often. This will help with power consumption during refresh rate-dependent multitasking, like playing a game and watching a video at the same time. Researchers show that social media can be made better by rewarding users for sharing accurate information instead of misinformation. At the 2023 Nobel Prize Summit, two social psychologists and a marketing scholar presented research that shows that social media actually has the ability to create user habits to share high-quality content. Researchers gave financial rewards to some users for sharing accurate content and not sharing misinformation. These financial rewards simulated the positive social feedback, such as likes, that users typically receive when they share content on platforms. In essence, the researchers created a new reward structure based on accuracy instead of attention. And finally, generative AI services are pulled from the Apple App Store in China 2 weeks ahead of the country's new generative AI regulations are set to take effect on August 15th. The move came after developers received notices from Apple informing them of their app's removal, citing content that is illegal in China as the reason for pulling the apps. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.